Messy Realities, the Secret Life of Technology. Well, hello, my name is Gemma Hughes. I'm a health services researcher at Oxford University, and I, with my colleagues and friends, have put together this podcast series called Messy Realities, the Secret Life of Technology. The series describes how we took our research into assisted living technologies to the Pitt Rivers Museum in Oxford in search of some new meaning and inspiration. In this episode, we bring together an interesting collection of people to explore an interesting collection of objects. We've created a grouping of researchers, museum facilitators, and community members to explore some objects from the museum collection alongside objects found in our research. So, Beth, I'm going to ask you to introduce us to this lovely collection of people and tell us how you know them.
Well, I'm really thrilled to introduce our newest members to the podcast this afternoon. We have Jean, and I'm going to say Jean and Sheila, because actually you come together often, which is just so lovely. Always, yes. And I've known you both for, well, quite some time now. I've known Sheila since Meet Me at the Museum, where she used to bring someone that she cared for with her. And then Jean sort of followed suit as Sheila said, you know, Jean, you might be interested in this Messy Realities lark. Caitlin, you may have met on other podcasts, but Caitlin is a great researcher and has been contributing to thinking about the Messy Realities. Josie is my colleague and good friend at the museum, who I bounce ideas off, she bounces ideas with me. We talk rubbish sometimes, but sometimes get to some great gems. So that's Josie. And Gemma, I'm sure you know lots about Gemma by now, is a fantastic researcher who said, why not in the Pitt Rivers, can we talk about medical objects? And then George is somebody that I met through Messy Realities and really captivated and excited the group for his own knowledge and worth, as well as for Harrow the seal, who we will be introduced to later. But I know that we'll have a really great chat together this afternoon.
Thanks, Beth. Can you tell us a little bit about the amulets that we looked at? Beth, do you remember which ones we brought into our discussions?
So there was a really interesting one, and we have a really great photograph of it, which hopefully people will see on the podcast website. We have a beautiful woven pendant here, which has a small Martinia seed in it. And a Martinia seed looks a little bit like the teeth of a snake. And that's really useful, because if you're going to use it as an amulet for protection against snake bites, what you do is you find something that looks like the object you're trying to scare.